Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Heck, don't wait till you get a chance. Do it now. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can listen to all the things that we've done on the show for all these years. If you want, go back and find a topic that you're interested in, a challenge or an opportunity that you have. We've got something. We've done something there, just about everything that you could imagine. We've done some kind of an interview with some expert over the years, and you can find that by doing a search in the search engine or categories. Check out the categories. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question. Every week we ask a different question. Want to know what you think. So check it out. Having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Ripperger. Jerry is the director of consulting at the Principal Financial Group. And every year for the last 10 years, this is the 10th anniversary, the 2011 class of 10 best companies. We've been helping Principal recognize these companies who are doing a great job with their benefits programs. Not only are they providing benefits for their employees, they're working with their employees to make sure that the benefit dollars that they have go the farthest. And I think it's a model for all of us, folks. And I've been very, very happy to tell you guys about them, along with folks Renee Schaap and others, and including Jerry at the Principal Group. Jerry, let's talk about these 10 companies.
Sure.
Let's just go down through. Let's just identify these people.
Sure. And you want to go specifically?
Associates for International Research is the first one out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. They're a mobility consulting company. Then Consolidated Federal Credit Union. I got the list right here. Portland, Oregon. That's a credit union. Credit unions keep popping up. That's interesting. They make the list almost. Every list has some credit unions in them. Education Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates out of Philadelphia. Greeley and Hansen was an environmental engineering firm out of Chicago. Home Builders Institute out of Washington, D.C. They're an educational organization. Postal Credit Union, another credit union out of Woodbury, Minnesota. That's Minnesota, by the way, their credit union. Red F Marketing out of Charlotte. Veridian Credit Union, another credit union. We like those guys out of Iowa. Water Environment Federation, they're an education group out of Alexandria, Virginia. And Western National Mutual Insurance. You guys recognized an insurance company, a competitor. That's pretty cool, Jerry.
Well, yeah, and they don't directly compete with us.
I know.
But we certainly have recognized competitors in the past, which goes to the blind judging on this contest.
Right.
Is that... we don't know who they are until they're selected.
Right, right.
Because we want to truly recognize those that do an exemplary job of taking care of their employees.
And this methodology is one of the reasons, Jerry, why I've been committed to helping you guys get this message out, because it is such a blind result. So what is the thing that you learned about? Tell me something that stands out about these companies.
One of the things we noticed, Jim, was they truly understand the makeup of the workforce. And right now, we've got four generations in the workforce. We've got the traditionalists, the baby boomers, the Gen X, and Gen Y. They all have different needs. And these organizations have been able to put together programs that speak specifically to the needs of each of those segments. So, for example,
Jerry, I will stick something in here. Never in my career have I seen this kind of extra degree of difficulty in managing different generations' expectations and lifespans as we have right now. So what you just said about what these companies are pulling off is really the hat trick, isn't it?
Oh, it's very challenging, and it's very rewarding when they do it well.
Right.
And the key is to offer lots of different benefits that appeal to different segments. So, for example, you see fitness club reimbursement, which, you know, expanded maternity leave. Greeley and Hansen, for example, offers a mortgage program for first-time home buyers because they have a fairly young population. Those are all things that appeal to those younger employees.
That's pretty. That's pretty comprehensive and creative.
Very comprehensive. On the other side, what you see are things such as retiree health insurance and financial counseling and phased retirement that look at people at the other end of the spectrum.
Well, go ahead.
And then, you know, for example, the Educational Commission, a small thing they do that works for all their employees, they give them wholesale club membership discounts.
Hmm.
I mean, they're all looking at specifically what does this population need? How do I connect my employees to get
Most
value?
And one of the things that in the minute we got left, Jerry, I just want to, folks, the reason why I keep talking about these things and giving Principal the time to do this on the show is not just because I want to congratulate these 10 companies that are doing a good job. I really want to do that. But to teach you guys, to help you guys understand that to look at the way you compete for good employees is by being creative and comprehensive in the benefits package you have. It might not be about spending money. It might actually be, Jerry, about being flexible on the hours that they have, that they have for the families. I mean, be creative. This is how small businesses are going to compete in the benefits area in the future, isn't it, Jerry?
Absolutely. You know, you see things that, you know, for big companies have been just standard, such as flexible work hours. That's extremely important to people, particularly if you have small children or if you're caring for an aging parent. That flexibility is extremely important.
And don't underestimate those kinds of things as a competitive advantage. Don't underestimate it as being part of the benefits package you offer employees. Jerry, give us the website again, please.
It's www.principal.com.
PRINCPAL. Jerry's our good friend. He'll be back another day. Jerry, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Hey, folks, the market meltdown of 2008-2009 may have thrown your retirement plans into a complete tailspin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.